He's the biggest dumbass in town.
Whoa!
Spaz Radio.
Whoa!
All right, let's move on. Believe it or not, we're halfway done already. Thank God. This isn't going to take 2 hours today.
And moving right along to Miss Monica Lewinsky. Seems like Jenny Craig is pushing her aside to in their ads, saying that the ads are not supposed to be about a certain individual, that the ads are supposed to be about the company, Jenny Craig. So, anyway, yet they were apparently paying her, $100 or $1,000 to lose for each pound that she loses. This woman is never going to lose any weight. She walks out like she's Little Miss Pris with her incognito outfit on in all these restaurants, chowing down the cannolis and stuff. And she acts like she's bigger than she really is. I mean, so what if she was Barbara Walters, best guest of the year or the century or whatever? The fact of the matter is that she asked for this. She claims that she didn't ask for this stuff, but yet she was the one who went on her knees like a little whore and sucked the president's, wah-wah. And
what's a wah-wah?
You know, his wang. His Jimmy.
His Jimmy?
Spurs.
His wang? Any other words for that, for the junk?
Junk.
Junk?
Yeah,
junk.
All right. And you've seen Monica at all these restaurants eating the,
No, but they're always doing some sort of report, and they always have a picture, maybe in the Inquirer or something.
Right.
All right. I don't know. It just kills me that some of these people just look for publicity. They're 15 minutes of fame, which I think hers is up, and now she's getting all this stuff when people who earn their lives to try to be an actor on these commercials, they put in a guy who's struggling to be an actor for a commercial, and just put him in a Jenny Craig commercial. Don't put a Monica Lewinsky. Nobody cares about Monica Lewinsky. She's a nobody. She's just a girl, another whore who just sucked another guy's wah-wah.
Wah-wah. Oh, my God.
Now, don't you understand that they do have other people that do those ads, like regular people?
Yeah, but they're making a big deal about Lewinsky. What's the big deal about her? She's just another person.
Because she's very popular.
Yeah, it's like a name, so.
Name recognition.
They just.
I don't like the way she got
it's called a spokesperson.
Right.
Person, excuse me.
You almost sound like spaz.
I know.
A spokesperson.
It's contagious.
Spokesperson.
A spokesperson.
Perpsman.
Danielle writes, now I know why they put the pregnancy warning on cigarette packs. He is a perfect example of what kind of horrible defects happen to a baby when the pregnant mother smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Lou wants to know if the giant mosquito stung you in the head.
Spokesperson.
Tom from Farmingdale, I could get addicted to hitting spaz with a bat, that dumb mother effer.
Yeah.
I got fat from eating ice cream laced with cigarettes. Monica Lewinsky checking in.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's. Are you done with Monica here?
I believe so.
I think we all are.
All right. Enough on that. Get a little bit heated.
Heated.
Moving right along.
Yes.
Last week, last Sunday, there was a blizzard. They're calling it the Blizzard of Odd.
What?
There was a ton of snowflakes all around. There was only about 2.5 inches of accumulation in the Bronx. There was about 1.5 in Manhattan, in the city. And in the outer suburbs, it was only on the grass. And no accumulation on the street.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, they're calling the Blizzard of Odd. It's one of those freak April storms. So, anyway, just could expect the unexpected is, I guess, the message here from Mother Nature.
Oh. My God. And then there's some snot sucking at the end of that. Jesus H, man.
Oh, my God. So what are you trying to tell your fans out there, Spaz?
That when it comes to weather, expect the unexpected. The Mother Nature might throw you a curveball.
Wow. Really? Mother Nature might throw you a curveball.
So don't swing it, because out of the strike zone.
Throw you a curveball. You know, Mother Nature really needs a changeup, or maybe even like a fastball.
A split finger fastball.
You know, why can't we get Mother Nature that's a left hander?
All right, let's go to Laura. Laura, what's going on?
I'm telling you, normally you guys are so funny, and I think guys with sense of humor is so sexy, and it's usually so hot. Right now, I'm dry as a bone.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, this has just sucked all the fun right out of your show.
Well, it's a commentary on the news.
Well, can't you let him practice like on somebody else?
We need a news person. We need a news presence on the Opie and Anthony show, and, yeah. And we're giving Spaz the chance to be that person.
Well, give him a few grammar lessons and stuff, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Dave from Westfield, New Jersey. Having Spaz on my car radio allows me to park in the handicapped spot anywhere in the world.
Just having him on the radio. Wow.
All right, so this Mother Nature throwing you a curveball.
Yes.
That's what you got out of this freak snowstorm.
Yes.
We get a lot of snowstorms in April, Spaz.
Yeah. I don't
almost every year it snows like once in April.
Actually, the last time it snowed in April was in 1996.
Well, you did some research.
Very good. Well, that's good if you're going to be a news person. All right, so we skipped a few years without a snowstorm in April.
Yes.
Okay.
Some people saying this sounds like 10-10 wins after 12 hits of blotter acid.
All right, we're moving right along. We're almost done, believe it or not. We're not going to waste 2 hours on Spaz's Week in Review.
No.
All right, here we go.
Anyway, we're moving right along to Lisa Lang from The View. She decided to be in an Old Navy ad with so she can combat the Asian stereotype. Now, to me,
I got
to
ask you, what is the Asian?
Asian.
What is the Asian stereotype?
Well, the Asian stereotype. I really don't know particularly what that is.
Didn't she? You read this in the paper?
I read this in the paper.
And you read that she's doing this to combat the Asian stereotype?
Yes.
Now, what did she? Did she say what this stereotype was?
She did not stipulate what that was.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have an idea. You're a very opinionated person, an opinionated broadcaster, Spaz.
What would you think?
The Asian stereotype.
But they're all skinny minis.
Skinny minis. Okay.
They have their bones like jutted out just a little bit, so they give nice.
So their face looks round, flat. What?
No, like it looks more like square.
Looks more
not
square.
The gay face.
No, not the gay.
Not
face.
To be confused with the gay face.
Other gay Asian people.
Yes, there are.
Now, how would you tell? Seems like the Asian face cancels out the gay face.
By the tone of their voice, and also also because their slants are a little bit bigger on the sides.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean their slants are a little bigger on the sides?
They're a little wider. Like, they go out a little bit farther, and they, like,
the gay
down a little bit here.
The gay Asian. You are out of your friggin' mind, man.
So this is the Asian stereotype. They have their slants go out further on the side. They have their bones protruding a little bit that makes their face look square.
Square.
They're thinny. They're mini
skinny minis.
Skinny minis.
Yeah, because they don't eat. They eat basically just rice.
Oh my God, Casey Kasem checking in. Ponderous man, effing ponderous. They eat. They just eat rice
and soupy tea.
Soupy tea. Is there any other kind of tea? What kind of tea is this? What is soupy tea?
Hey, it's Soupy Tea Show on NBC. Hi, Soupy Tea.
Who cut my piano wires?
Is there'll be more to come? And our piano player. Yeah.
Soupy Tea.
Soupy Tea. The illegitimate brother Soupy Sam.
Man, that would be a great name for your sidekick.
It's K-Dog and Soupy Tea.
Soupy Tea with ya.
Soupy Tea. You are out of your friggin' mind.
And that's all you got on the Asian stereotype.
Well,
right?
Okay, so she's trying to combat that.
Yeah.
Asian stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And how is she doing this through the Old Navy commercials as per the article you read, Barry?
I believe I said that in the tape.
All right, let's go back.
Oh, good.
Let's go back to the tape then.
Now, to me, I don't think that an ad is going to... A commercial for an Old Navy jeans has nothing to do with race relations. It has nothing to do with saying that, your race is lesser value with mine. She says, I saw the commercial as empowering and pretty cool because it shows minority women in control and not submissive to the white man's needs. What, are we back to the 1850s? I mean, please. There's nothing. It's a commercial of Hawks jeans, pricey jeans at that.
Whoa!
Nothing to do with their Asian race. I mean, you saw Louise and Jefferson in there with her husband, George. I mean, they're black. They didn't complain about misportraying minorities. I mean, please, get a clue. You don't have one. I wonder why you're on television. Anyway.
And how did these Asians look in jeans, anyway? You think that the Asians look good when they're sporting their jeans?
Well, they got to make them small enough. A lot of them are too big for them, for their frames.
The jeans are too big for their frames? So.
Well, some of them have larger hips, but they're skinny still. So, like, they're bony. They're like they're like Africans who are in Africa right now.
Oh my God!
Oh my God. So Asians are like the Africans in Africa now. They don't eat. They're bony.
They're bony, but at least they're clothed in Asia.
You make the grease man look like Mother Teresa. I swear to God,
spazzes. Say the darndest things.
Yeah, do do. The Asians are not like, not like the blacks in Africa. Bone dry, bony hips, bony hips, snarlings. Yeah, those chinks. Got the short little legs, flat butts, and bony hips. And you can tell the gay ones because their slits are a little opened on the outside of their eyes. Yeah, do.
Don't forget they eat soupy tea.
Where's my bone dry soupy tea? On the Grease Man Show and some rice. I love eating rice with the chinks.
Wow.
The new Grease Man.
Spaz's twin brother checking in.
Oh.
Do you have a twin brother, Spaz?
No, not a twin.
No, why? Because it says, thank the Lord I died at birth.
Oh. That's wrong.
Tim Dog from Jersey. After listening to Spaz, I decided to donate to the Cerebral Palsy Foundation.
And, Opie, the FBI checking in?
Yeah.
They want to know if they could use these tapes to force confessions out of criminals. I think that will work in the interview room.
All right, are we done with the Asian lady from The View?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like The View? No, I'm not even going to ask. Let's just move on. We got to get through this. Here we go.
Let's move right along to sports. Mel Stottlemyre has got cancer. What does this make, like the 5th or 16,000th Yankee that's ever gotten cancer? I mean, how many times are you going to milk this line? They put it page 5 in the paper as if this the important news hitting the world that Mel Stottlemyre has got cancer. I feel bad for the guy that he has cancer, but the Yankee organization, I
do have to back up.
Oh, my God. How are the Yankees
milking a disease?
How are the Yankees milking cancer?
Well, they're putting it in the front page of the papers. That's more important going on in the world. They should stick it back in the sports pages where it belongs, and I just think that the Steinbrenner told the Daily News to put it in the front so they could put more people in the seats because there weren't too many there opening day.
There was a reason why no one was there opening day. It was cold.
But is it every season a Yankee's got to have cancer?
Well, it's working out that way, yes. You think they?
I don't think they plan that.
They're not planning to give
the Yankees fall.
You think every year they're like planning on they're making a Yankee live near cancerous live wires so he comes down with this cancer?
No, I just think they exploit it too much. Steinbrenner is exploiting it for his own needs and gains.
How do you see that?
Oh my God!
How do they decide who gets the cancer every year? Jerk?
No.
I don't even know what to say.
I know these people get cancer. What I'm saying is it's a tragedy they get cancer, and I know that nobody knows that these people get cancer, but when they find out that this person does have the cancer, Steinbrenner finds a way to use that for his own needs and gains.
I'll use it for my own needs and gains. Put asses in seats.
I explain more in the tape.
Oh, great. Let's go back to the tape.
As if this the important news hitting the world that Mel Stottlemyre's got cancer. I feel bad for the guy that he has cancer. But the Yankee organization, I think, is milking this by telling Daily News to put it on page 5. And they're milking it to get more people in the seats and more revenue for the Yankees. First of all, they have high ticket prices anyway, so they shouldn't even be doing this. They're trying to hit the heartstrings of America so they can come see the beloved Yankees, make them the hometown team, and give the Mets a second rate. When the Mets deserve better than the Yankees.
The Mets deserve
better. And now they're trying to milk this. First Strawberry, then Torrey, and now Stoudemire. Who's going to be next? Is they going to hit everyone in the team? I mean, please, how many times are they going to milk the cancer thing or the death thing and put it in the front pages? Just put it in the back.
Oh, my.
I feel bad for these people. But still, you shouldn't try to do it to milk more money out of the American public.
All right, I got to officially say it. You cannot be for real.
The Mets deserve cancer more than the Yankees do.
So you're pissed off that the Yankees are getting the cancer, not the Mets, because that's why the Yankees are winning the championship?
That's what it sounded like.
That's exactly what it sounded like to me.
No, what I'm saying is that the Yankees are using this, you know, they're pulling the heartstrings of America to try to take fans away from the Met organization so they can say, you know, come to us, feel sorry for us. But forget about the Mets. The Mets are not even here. Forget they're here. Come to us because we have cancer.
So the only way...
No brand for the Yankees. I don't want any of you eating brand. And I want Chuck Knoblauch to drink Red Dye number 5 straight from the bottle. We got to get more cancer.
You're out of your effing mind.
I'm telling you.
So the only way the Mets can compete at this point is for one of the guys to come down with cancer?
No, they got to find a way to play the same game that Steinbrenner is playing. They're pulling the heartstrings of America. Get them back on the Mets side.
They need a Mets disease. Obviously, the Yankees own cancer.
And
so maybe the Mets and Lou Gehrig's disease. Maybe the Mets can get the franchise on another disease.
I just don't like the way the Yankees just holier than thou and using every play possible.
No one wants cancer!
No.
You idiot!
Okay, but they exploit it.
Holy God, I need to curse!
They take these cancer people and they
No one
them.
Wants cancer! No one wants anyone they know to have cancer! What are you, stupid?
I know, but when they find out somebody does, they exploit them.
Oh my God. Oh, my dear sweet Lord. I think his report would be different if it were the Mets.
Elian Gonzalez checking in. After hearing this crap, I want to go back to Cuba. Take me home, Papa. Take me home. Take me away from this big, stupid F. The Yankees exploiting cancer is what we're finding out today, Anthony.
Donna, oh, my God, this guy is a complete and utter moron. First of all, Steinbrenner doesn't have any control over what's on the front page of a newspaper.
Oh, it's more important news.
It's a coincidence, you idiot.
Every year.
Tell Spaz we have him on the brain transplant list.
Dude.
If more gnats would sign their organ donor card, maybe we'll have a brain available more in his size.
Do you have a theory why they're all coming down with cancer?
I really don't know. It might be a curse in the Yankee organization. First came with Gehrig's disease, now come cancer. I just think they exploit it and pull on the heartstrings so they can say, come to us. Feel sorry for us.
People concerned. They want to know if Spaz's chin strap on his hockey helmet is too tight, maybe cutting the circulation off to his brain.
All right. Do you wrap up the little cancer rant here?
Okay. Yes. This is my view on that. Anyway, he's got cancer, and he's hoped to return soon, and I wish him well, but it's just wrong to milk this for what the stories were to get people in the seats. It's just wrong. I mean, just because they had a low turnout in opening day doesn't mean they have to hit it with this stuff. Put it on page 5. It's just totally wrong.
God.
Steinbrenner said, oh, my God, after one game at home, the attendance was a little down. We better do something drastic. Hey, Mel, you have cancer now.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna call my contacts at the Daily News and make sure they put it up in the front of the paper. No,
but I'm saying is that he said, hey, Mel, you have cancer, right? So we're going to milk this for what it's worth. It's one of those organizational ploys, you know, like to sell tickets, sell souvenirs.
Do you think if he was the first person on the Yankees to get cancer that it would have probably been in the sports section? And since so many have gotten it, that's the reason it's up front and not the fact that George Steinbrenner went to the Daily News and tried to milk this?
No, I would think that if the first person who got cancer, which was, I believe, Torrey, that would be in the front page. But if anybody, all the other Yankees keep getting cancer, they say, okay, well, it's another Yankee with cancer, put him in the sports pages.
I personally apologize to Mel Stoudemire and his family.
Right.
I wish him well. I'm just saying they exploit like his disease.
Andrew from Jersey, this just in, the Mets called dibs on FBA.
Yeah. Well, that's the disease for the Mets.
All right. Believe it or not, we're at the final story of Spaz's weekend review.
And my last story of the day in sports, it's happened to be a sports story. A Cuban pitcher trades his skirt for pinstripes. That's right. Another Cuban, coming from Cuba, of course, came to America and becomes a Yankee pitcher. How many more Cubans do we need in the Yankee organization? I don't even give a crap about the Yankees, so let's just move on to Major League Baseball in general. How many more Cubans do we need in baseball? How many more Cubans do we need in America? It's bad enough we got Rap Boy and his 5 million brothers and sisters because, like, but we don't need another freaking Cuban. There's another Hernandez. What is he, Orlando Hernandez's brother, second cousin, sister, whatever? It's just, why do all the Cubans have to come to America and become a baseball player, especially for the Yankees? Why don't we just send these people back? Play for the Cuba team. We don't need any more immigrants in this country. They take our jobs. They steal... You know, from everybody. They cause crime in this country. I mean, the crime rate has never been higher since we allowed these damn immigrants into the country. But I say you just put a brick wall around the entire United States and just keep these people out or use them in a trade embargo to get materials from these countries or anything like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous that these people pour into the country and there's too many of them running around. This is too many of them running around. And that's my view on that subject. And that's the end of K-Dog's Week in Review. See you next week.
Opie, Lou Gehrig checking in.
Yeah.
And saying since he's dead and doesn't have to listen to this, he truly is the luckiest man in the world.
No, I hope I don't even have to say this, but not every immigrant robs and steals and...
Mass majority.
The vast majority?
What are you? You're on dope.
You are amazing.
I apologize to all our minority brothers.
The Mets organization calling us. They want a little info. They want the number of the girl that called earlier with herpes. hoping it can run rampant through the Mets.
Oh, man. Well, George Steinbrenner checking in, and I was expecting this after that commentary from Spaz.
Yeah.
Next home game is Cancer Night. That'll get people in the stands. Thanks, Spaz.
Tuttle from New York checking in, quoting Spaz. Another Cuban from Cuba, of course. Where the hell else would Cubans come from, you dweeb?
What an idiot. I hope we don't even have to... explain the last story.
Wow.
God damn.
Boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Well, Spaz, it was a treat once again.
Another very informative Spaz's Week in Review. I'm sure a lot of people will remember what you said, learn from it, and check back with us at the end of the show on what did we learn today.
What was the biggest thing we learned today? That the Asians, like to eat soupy tea.
I think that Aishree Chromes are as addictive as cigarettes.
I did learn that, yes, Anthony. And the Yankees are milking cancer.
Milking cancer.
Milking cancer.
Bravo.
Well,
live and learn every day, every week.
And watch out for Mother Nature because she throws you a curveball every once in a while.
You got to work on the fastball.
And the British drunks... Mm-hmm. We'll leave the bars and go to bodegas to continue fighting and drinking.
Those British bodegas.
Thank you, Spaz.
He's the biggest dumbass in town. Spaz Radio.
Unbelievable.
And that wraps up Spaz's Week in Review. We'll be right back after this.
This is it, the Week in Review with Spaz.
You dumb